Hey guys, welcome to the Journey Unearthed podcast. I'm your host, Olerato, and this episode is our season's finale.
You're listening to the Journey Unearthed the podcast, where each week I, the host, Olerato, uncover journeys in wellness, business, parenthood, and so much more. I created this podcast that will not only validate and value our stories, but will motivate us to have the courage to continue to build the stories we want for ourselves. From time to time, I like bringing you some deep dive conversations with incredible guests to uncover their journeys and topics highlighted. They also share their secrets to cultivating a good life. So tune in for some good conversation every Tuesday.
Somehow it always feels like we arrive at this point just too fast where I announce a season break. Honestly, time really flies. And speaking of time, actually, I want to share on what time has taught me in this episode and what this season of lockdown has cemented. And of course, to share some of my favorite moments in this season. If there's anything I'm grateful for now is the support I have received from every one of you in different ways or form. Everyone who listened, shared, and engaged with me, it all went a long way and I appreciate you. The value I extracted from running this podcast was one I did not expect myself. Personally, I found so much fulfillment in doing it. And with every episode, I was moved by how one story could connect so many of us and even help someone who saw their story reflected and who saw themselves represented. If there's anything I know for sure one story can do so profoundly is to gift another one with hope. So thank you to all my guests for sharing their stories courageously and generously. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's now talk about time, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for it, and the podcast wouldn't have evolved so much if it wasn't for it as well. I must also admit myself that time changed me. Of course, I believe in a good way. But really, I wanted to talk about it so that it encourages someone to start, to continue, to be comforted, and to trust the process. I always believe that time bears with it whatever experience you need to enrich you, to heal you, and to aid your own evolution. We really choose how we experience time. We can really acknowledge the gift of time that is motivating and the way it carries our dreams to fruition, and yet so comforting in how it generously offers chances to try again and start again with the opportunity that the newness of each day always offers. If there's anything I have learned about time as well, is that it is both patient and not so patient, both loving and sometimes ruthless. It moves regardless, even in times when you would need it to stop and hold space for you till you find your feet again to catch up. It keeps going. This can be ruthless and lovingly teaching that perhaps we are to hold that moment of slow or pause ever so often for ourselves when time is on a run, to ground ourselves amidst distraction. This period of lockdown has forced us to relook at the meaning in what we do when there is no longer rush to be in a race, even when we cannot extract meaning in it. Time has taught me that sometimes meaning gets lost in motion that never stops to reassess, realign, and redefine. Here we are at the season's finale, and how amazing has time been? We've learned so much and gained even more. And that is why I've decided to actually take the season break. I often do so, but it's really because I want to reassess, realign, and redefine. And to align if really is everything still connected to my biggest why. Why am I still doing what I'm doing? Why am I running this podcast? So ever so often, I allow myself a break to relook at things, to reflect, and always realign. I find that moment to actually realign so key. To remind you of your biggest why, to always look at is what I'm doing still connected to the biggest why, because that can be lost in us always in a rush, always moving, always chasing for the next big thing. So I encourage you ever so often to take a moment of pause or slow, even when time is on a run, to relook at things and have time to reflect. But like I said, we wouldn't be at episode 38. Yes, 38. If I didn't start at some point, if I didn't lean on the unknowing of how this journey would unfold and what this journey would teach me, I wouldn't be here actually if I didn't allow imperfection to teach me, and never been so fixated on trying to be perfect first to start. Time still moved on regardless of what I did with it. However, time carried me through till this point. It was the faint courage that decided to start, with each day laying forward steady steps, and it was also time that recollected all these steps and we arrived here. That is what I mean, that time is both loving and ruthless, patient and not so patient, motivating and comforting. I hope that this helps you to see time differently and remind you that you can always start again. You can always fight again. You can always reach your goal, because time will always, always carry your dream to fruition if you put on the actions. Before I can look back to the season's beautiful moments of affirmation and little nuggets of wisdom that was shared by our phenomenal guests, I would like to acknowledge this time we are in. Never in our lifetime have we been in such a period with a pandemic that has enveloped the world with so much fear, uncertainty, and worry. There's a profound poem that has been circulating in the internet, and I still don't know who it was written by. I think the title of it says, "We are not all in the same boat, but we are all in the same storm." It is important that we acknowledge the truth in this poem, that while some of us are receiving this period to reflect, reconnect, and rest, there are others who have become destitute, some battling mental health, and some fighting to hold their business together. May we hold space and prayer for everyone as we navigate this time, because all of us are affected by the same storm, just in different boats. So always, always bear that in mind, that everyone is experiencing this time differently. And let's all be empathetic and be kind to one another as we navigate this time. When the year began, we had different hopes of how the new decade was to open up. And for sure, many of us didn't see this 180 turn of things, the reroute. While we can choose to see unexpected reroutes as hindrance, we can also choose to open ourselves to things unfolding just a bit different to how we had planned, without resistance, and trusting that this new path will offer you good along the way, to equip you with better that your planned route wasn't going to offer you. Trust this detour, trust this reroute, trust this time. I know it's hard, but I hope that you trust this time. Okay, now let's have a moment of looking back to the season, how every guest defined success for themselves. I hope you do enjoy. How do you define success for yourself?
So, this is such an interesting question. So I always define it as, I don't know if you can actually say I've attained success, but whatever you feel like it's been successful, it's only success when it's been enjoyed by many. So nothing for your own benefit, but the benefit of the sort of majority of people or other people. So it has to be something shared, and I find that is success. So if you're doing a project at work and it's only you who's happy about it, I don't think, you know, that could be something of worth celebrating a success. But if you can share it with your team and various other teams are impacted by the work that you do in your team, and I find that that is success. So it has to have a ripple effect. And
beyond yourself.
Sure. Okay.
Success is peace for me. And success is being at peace with who I am and doing what I'm supposed to be doing on this side of life. That's what success is to me. It's changed so much, because back then success for me was like, success is not worrying about bills, it's not those are like byproducts, but for me success to me is being at peace with who I am and doing what I'm supposed to be doing on this side of life.
Sure.
Then I'll know that, okay, I know, that's when I know that I'm being successful.
Over the years, I've now learned that success is really making an impact into other people's lives. Is also being an authentic leader. You know, success for me is now, especially now, is all about authenticity. You know, if I could speak to you today and you get a sense of who I am, and I speak to another person and they get a sense of who I am, and you and this other person meet, and if you had to talk about me and your viewpoints about me were the same, that is success, because it shows that if I'm speaking to Lerato and I'm speaking to a Bob or Sue or a Mark, and I am myself, whilst interacting with these individuals, and all these individuals can say the same thing about me when I leave the room, that is success, because you know you're authentic, you know that, you know who you are, you know you're grounded, you know. And if you can give those people the same feeling, you know, like in that conversation you've added value into their life, or you know, you made them think differently about something, for me that is success.
For me, success is all about, at the end of the day, do I sleep? Do I have joy in my heart? As long as I have joy in my heart, then yes, I'm successful. Success is having joy in my heart.
Yeah.
Joy which has been brought by friends, family, like everyone involved in my life. And whether it's business people or it's people at home or wherever, and things that I do. And also understanding that, how do I fill my cup, and making sure my cup is always full.
It's actually like, I struggle to think about success without thinking about the materialistic. I'm not a very materialistic person to begin with. I like to think of myself as a bit of a minimalist, but it's difficult because of how we've been conditioned by society that, oh, when you're successful, you have this car, you live in a big house, you know? So I've been trying to unlearn that the last few years. So I definitely say, for me now, what success is freedom. So having the freedom to, say, travel, or having the freedom to give my children the, like, these incredible experiences, or having the freedom, even having the freedom to wake up and just want and not be bound by, you know, a contract, or be bound by geographic location, but having that freedom. And I know that comes with having like a certain level of value, but it also comes with having a certain level of self-discipline. And yeah, so for me, success is having freedom to do what it is that I want to do in life.
I would say, if I still feel fulfilled in what I'm doing, and I actually feel like doing it, that for me success. Like, am I happy? Am I doing what I love? Do I feel like doing it? That's for me.
I enjoyed how purpose and service was the most highlighted theme in all your answers. This was really, really enlightening for me. Now let's share snippets from the four-part series that I felt deeply compelled to gift to women like me who needed to hear how they could deal with some of their psychology matters.
I think what we do is we engrave expectations into them shaping up what the journey of motherhood should be. Mm-hmm. And once you exist outside of that, you don't appreciate that that is your unique process, but rather you feel it's a letdown to the global community of motherhood. Right. Yet it's not scripted. It's not a thing where, you know, you get a manual for it. You figure it out as you go. And yes, you learn from people, but also other people will impose and kind of box you in to what you should be as a mother. You're now taking the work identity and ethic and attaching it to the identity of the person. So this is then what becomes the whole thing. And even when we look at matters around taking and embracing criticism, is they're criticizing your work. They're not criticizing your person.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And we can't make that distinction, because we tend to get quite enmeshed with our work identity. Mm-hmm. That when that is called out, we think that it's an overall or global representation of who we are as a person.
Right.
Yeah. I often believe that for every stage of your life, it will always require a different version of you.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that transitions sheds off certain parts,
yeah.
You know? And what we tend to hope for is that we will carry the same people whilst we're shedding. And that's not possible.
That's not possible.
You know, and for that transition and for that level, the people who are able to transition with you are the ones who are most likely the ones that you are going to have long, enduring friendships with. What I often say is, when you're entering into a relationship, you need to weave the relationship inside out. You and your partner come from different walks of life.
Right.
And what tends to happen in our relationships is we tend to build a new sense of what the relationship is from us from the outside in. So from what I know, from what you know, and then we're trying to meet in the middle. There's a lot of chaos there because you might be weaving it differently, I might be weaving it differently. And then when we come closer, we realize we're not a fit, we're not fitting. But when we say that with relationships you need to weave them inside out, means we need to have the conversation in terms of how you think of discipline, how you think of money management, how you think of events, how you think of the roles, how you think of, you know, when you come into my family, this is what we were raised to know.
We are now closing it here. I do hope that there was something that you could take for yourself from this season. My biggest hope for life after this lockdown was so much that withered and with so much that was unveiled for us. I hope that whatever we find in this season be the light we follow into the next season. Sometimes we don't have to go back to the previous normal, but we can carry the light that we found in this season to create and build a new normal. Here's from me. Keep well and keep safe. Until then, goodbye and take care of yourself. Chat to you soon. Bye. Journeyers, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Journey on Earth podcast. Dear every listener who tunes in to listen is never taken for granted. I appreciate every single one of you. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to help the podcast continue bringing you incredible guests by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. You can also share the podcast with your friends and family who may need the message from this episode. Until next time, keep on seeking and finding the things that ignite you. Keep on journeying, you journeyers. Chat to you soon. Bye.